Hello again, my dearest Phantom. You can struggle all you like. It's all right. Those are just the ropes tying you down to your bed. Do you recognize me? How about my voice? Ah, there we go. I'm sorry we had to meet again this way, though. It is mostly your fault. I've tried contacting you again after the first time we've spoken. I've given you plenty of time to consider my offer, but it's like you're avoiding me. So you've left me with no choice but to follow you for the past 2 months or so. I found out your routine. You're very good at hiding where you live. Any other trained assassin wouldn't have been able to find you. But, like I said to you before, I'm not your ordinary trained assassin. So, I've been watching you. I noticed that you have a little nightcap before bed. It was easy enough to break in and sneak a sedative into your drink. And now, here we are. My God. You don't look scared at all. I am quite impressed and, to be honest, a bit disappointed. I was kind of hoping I could get a bit of panic and fear from you, but then again, we are talking about the Phantom. Panic and fear are not a part of your vocabulary, are they? One of the many reasons why I've been so drawn to you. You don't mind if I'm on top if you like this, do you? Well, even if you do mind, it's not as if you can do anything to stop me. No, my dear Phantom. Let's keep the blindfold on. The dominant inside me enjoys bondage and blindfold, so forgive me for incorporating them into our time together. You know, I never thought myself to be the obsessive type. Possessive, yes. I've killed people for taking things that belonged to me before. But I was never obsessed with anything other than killing. And then you came along. Someone with the same mind, the same love for blades, the same lust for killing. Oh. You only kill those you were assigned to kill? You might also be trying to convince yourself that you feel no pleasure in taking lives, but let's keep this a little secret. You and I both know that that's not completely true, is it? Here, let me try to guess your life, if you don't mind. You started off well, you seem like the type of person that did well in school, found a job somewhere. Now, for your family, from how cold and distant you are, I'd venture to say perhaps you were an orphan? But, on the other hand, you could have had equally cold parents who never spent time with you or never tended to your emotional needs. If that's the case, I sympathize. I'm not exactly sure. I've done quite a lot of research on you and have come up with not that much information. You are quite the mystery. I suppose that's just part of your allure. But even with your good grades and steady job, you found yourself quite bored with life. I imagine that you did just about anything to feel excitement in your life. Base jumping, skydiving, you know, things that would thrill or terrify normal people. They still did not stimulate you, did they? I did find out quite a bit of information about your military training. I don't know whether to address you as Phantom or Major. That explains your skills in combat and stealth. You joined the Marine Corps straight out of high school, just hoping it would bring you that much-needed response, that excitement you desperately craved. But it didn't, did it? Even though your skills brought you up to the position of Major, and you left? Despite the disappointment, you found out something about yourself in the battlefields, and that, my dear Phantom, is your lust for killing. It's quite the sensation, isn't it? To have the power and strength over someone, to have their life in your hands, the skills to end it, just like that. That's what you are. You're a killer. Blair saw your potential, took you in, gave you a job, and the rest is history. You became one of the top assassins the world has seen, and you love it. Oh, there is no point in denying it. I feel it too. Like I said, we're very much alike, you and I. Please, don't try to deny it. It does not suit you. You are like me. I can see that now. I've never seen anyone more like me in my entire life. You know, this probably explains my obsession with you. I'm sorry for my forwardness. Even now, I'm trying so hard to keep my mind clean when I'm around you, but this overwhelming need to have you has been haunting me. Ever since our last conversation, I haven't been able to get my mind off of you. I need you in every way. Your boss, Blair, she can't satisfy you like I can. Emotionally, physically, I must have you. Do you mind if I? Your lips are so soft at my fingertips. Your whole body is soft, even the scars that cover them. I would take such good care of your body, run my hands up and down every inch, every curve. I'd memorize all the things that make you shiver and moan. I want you to feel utter release and pleasure at my fingertips. I want you all to myself. Even now, I'm using quite a lot of restraint to keep myself from simply ripping off all of your clothes and taking you right here, right now. I could easily do so, but I want your full consent. I want you begging to be mine, to work for me, to commit yourself fully to me and my cause. I would have you worship me, and in return, I would worship you like the deity that you are. I'd be gentle at first, of course. Forgive me for my vulgar words. It's just that having you tied down in front of me makes my mind consider naughty things. Who is this phantom? I wonder what you like with all of the control in your life. Maybe you like being taken roughly, to be dominated by a woman that knows how. I would make you mine, my love. I'd be your mistress, tying you down as I have right now. The things I would do, the things I would do to make you cry out my name. Or perhaps you'd like taking control? I'm used to being the dominant, but if you'd like this body as your little toy, then take it. If you want me to beg for it, to call you my master. Master, please take me. I'm yours. My body is yours to do with as you wish. Please, please take me. Do you like that? I can do both, my dear. Whatever it takes to make you mine. You shudder under my touch. Are you shivering in disgust? Or is it your body responding to the lust I feel for you? You feel it too, don't you? This animalistic attraction. I need you, all of you. I've been thinking about you so much. I fantasized about you, obsessed over you. I feel as if I'd go insane, completely unhinged if I can't have you. You don't really have much of an option. I must make you mine. I must have you. Do you understand? I'm sorry. I'm not usually like this. Your presence does strange things to me. As much as I want to steal you away right now, as tempted as I am to keep you, you must come to me of your own free will. I want you by my side willingly. I'm not going to touch you anymore. Maybe just one kiss. You bit me. Everything you do, whether that was out of spite and anger, you're just fueling my love for you more and more. I like it rough, but save the biting for our first night together, my love, my phantom. I'll be back for your answer. Until then, good night.